Okay, first thing I wanted to begin with is that we mentioned yesterday that the regarding a psak din with the dayanim paskin, is there a reason needed to be said or to be written? And Tosso says regarding if there's a chshad from one of the litigants, you need to write it down. And plus the fact the sugyan sanhedrin says whenever you're kofa them, they're fighting on where to have the din Torah, and you have to be kofa them to have them. You also have to write down the reason. So the Ramban was choylik. The Ramban said the only time you have to write it down is when there's a chshad. So Josh had asked, what do you do with the Gemara Sanhedrin? So we really didn't give an answer, but if you look in the Ramban himself, Beferish, I missed it, but the Ramban himself answers it. He says, you look in the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara Sanhedrin never once says you have to write the reasons. You have to write the tainas down of each side, but you never have to write the reasons of your psak. So the Ramban himself, I missed it yesterday, you look in the Ramban, on Daf, Samach Tes Mizdir Maska Gagon, and we were going over this yesterday, Yossi and I. So Yossi pointed out that Ramban himself answers the kasha on Samach Tes Mizdir Maska Gagon, that the Gemara and Sanhedrin never said before, you got to write the reasons, you got to write the tainas. So that's how the Ramban would say, Don't ask me from the Gemara and Sanhedrin. The only time you got to write the reasons down if there's a what? If there's a chshad. But lamaisa, not in a situation with his kfiya. Okay, that's the first har I wanted to mention. Number two, I want to just quickly get to the din regarding the renting cash. Okay? What does that mean, renting cash? Why would a guy ever want to rent cash? So a guy might want to rent cash in the following scenario. He might want to rent cash, lamaisa, when he wants to himself, let's say, look rich. If he wants to look rich, appear rich, or for display, I don't know. Some guys like to say they have a wad of hundreds in their pocket. So lamaisa, what's the story in that case? Is it permitted to rent cash? So, based on what we said yesterday, it is mutter. It is mutter. Josh, we said over where we answered your kasha from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Ramban, that the Ramban himself says, if you look in Sanhedrin, it never says beferish, you have to write the reasons. You have to write the tainas of each sad, but not the reasons. The Ramban himself answered the kasha. Yossi and I were going over yesterday in Samach Tesim Biz, and the Ramban Damasco could go. Okay. Second horror I want to point out is that if you want to rent cash, why would a guy want cash? Because he wants a lot of bills to show he's wealthy. Wants to look cool, whatever it is. Is it permissible? Okay? It is permissible. As long as you stipulate the same cash must be returned. If you deposit that into a bank account, that's done. It's a new transaction. It's usur. You cannot charge rent in that case. Okay? There's no doubt, Lamaisa, that if it's deposited in a bank account and other monies are returned, that's going to be an issue of a loan and not a schiris. So it's going to be usur. So what's interesting is that if you do it properly, okay, you rent the money, you tell him I want the same bills back, the same hundreds. What happens if he breaks the agreement? What happens if he breaks the agreement? He violates the agreement by spending the money. What's the din in such a case? So the shach opens up the simon and kufay and vav sifkot and aleph and says, if I gave money to a friend, and I said, give me those $800 bills back, and he violates and uses it on his own, it's usur for me to charge him rent. Ferish Shach, Kufay and Vav Sifkot and Aleph. Now, you have to look at another din in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Kufay and Zion, in Sif Yud Tes, in the Shulchan Aruch I gave you here, okay? Kufay and Zion Sif Yud Tes, Mechaber writes as follows. Mechaber writes, Im ham hifkid maos itzo chavero vina nifkid ha hilvin loivi kuchovim ha nifkid chai bonsen vain la mafkid bereva klavim ha nifkid rotsal tez dover miyatsal mafkid ein bo mishum ribis. What's the Mechaber Paskin? Mechaber Paskin's lemaisa that if you have a trustee who's holding money, it's a pikadon. He's not authorized to what? To use the money at all. If he takes that unauthorized loan and makes millions with it, the Mechaber paskins that the Shomer is permitted, he's not Mechuyev, he's permitted to share the profits with that fund from which he took the money. Okay? It is considered to be mutter. It's not Mechuyev, but it's mutter. Not a problem of ribbis. Frek the Share Deya, the Share Deya, seems to contradict the Shach and the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Kufay involved. Because Lamaisa, here too the money was used without authorization. And we said in that case it's us to charge him rent. But here what? In Kufay and Zayin Sifya Tesh, you're able to what? You're it's mutter to pay it. Don't chastir it. So what's the answer? So says the Sefer Makor Mayim Chayim, the Teretz is as follows. That in this case, Lamaisa, it was a what? It was considered to be what? An original agreement, a rental agreement. And it was a schiris. And therefore, with the original agreement, Lamaisa is exactly that you're supposed to give the same money back and a required payment. So if you pay, if you charge him rent, it'll be all void. But in the case in Kufay and Zayin, it was a pikadon. There were no payments to be made to the owner of the money. So even if the shomer makes his own payment on his own, that's like a gift. It's not considered to be a matone. In our siman in Kufay and Vav that we had yesterday, Sifkon Nalef Lamaisa, the case of the Beis Yosef and the Shach, the monies were given as a rental agreement, which really called for rental payments. And you could charge him if he gives the same wad of bills back. But Lamaisa, whenever you have that context where the original agreement requires payment, that payment is usur if the money was what? If the money was used as a loan, and it was used as a loan. Therefore, it would appear like Mechzik Aribis. Whereas in our Sugya Lamaisa, it's much different. Lamaisa, in the Sugya over there, Kufay and Zayin, it was a Bikara Lamaisa. If you're giving the money out of volition, some Atana, Nifkin problem, Halach Lamaisa. Okay. Let's get to our Sugya now. On Kuf Ayin, on Ayin Alpha and Beis, with the Simon Kuf Samaches. Fascinating Sugya here. So let's see the Gemara. Just in the beginning, I don't know if we'll have time to read it all inside, but the Gemara points out, Tana Rabbanan, says in Brisa, Malvi Yisroel Moshe Shonachri Midas Anochri Avolo Midas Yisroel Ketsa Yisroel Shalava Moshe Minanochri A Jew that borrows money from a goy beribis Ubikis Lach Zirim Lo Motzi Yisroel Achar Vomar Lo. And he says what? Namely, give them to me Ani Alecha Kederach Shatam Ale. It's usher to do that. Since the money still reshoots the loive, it's like Lamaisa. He's lending now to Israel, and the Tosef is his ribbis gemura. And even though he goes back and gives it to the goy, he's not marviach anything at all. This is what I want to point out right off the bat. Even if he says the loive shein, he says, give the ribbis to the goy takhtov, it's usser. Because we view it as if he's given to the Israel atzmo. Midin what? As Tosis points out here, Midin Arif. What is Midin Arif? We know the concept of Arif. Arif is a cosigner. Bahi Anoe, the Gemara has a Avin, you learn from Yehuda, but Babas, Kufa, and Gimel, and Bey, the Gemara backs out, Bahi Anoe. The Arif got a lot of Anoe by the fact the loan went through, and therefore he's what? Mishabed himself. There is a fascinating case in Kiddushin, Bidav Zayin. A person can give money to another person for that other person, as if what? As if that other person gave the money. Case in Kiddushin, in Dav Zayin that we have, fascinating case, Vav and Beis running on to Dav Zayin. The din is Mekudesh is Midin Arif. And even though, Afagav the Lav Mata Hanal Yadei, Kameshavet Nafsha Issa. So I want you just to point out, on that Gemara Kiddushin Dav Zayin, what are the mechanics of Midin Arif? Let's just get it. The three approaches, basically. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, in Pirkei Halacha Aleph, and this is the way the Machane Ephraim understands in Hilchos Ribbis Siman Yud Aleph. It's mashum the Rambam that Midin Arev. We don't view it as if she herself is Mekabel the Kedushin. So how was she Mekudeshes? The fact that she was listened to, the fact she got Hana that her Ratzon was fulfilled. With that Hana, she's Miskanish herself. That's worth a Shavu Brutim. But we don't view it virtually as if she was Mekabel. This is the sheet of the Rambam. Machan Ephraim is Medayikin in the Rambam as well. So that's the first sheet of Lamaisa. Second sheet is the Lashon HaRosh. in the tour in Simchov Tesiv in Ezer, that when the mana, she says, give the money to Plony, to Mr. X, and he says, Hari Amakadeshli, the mana that I gave to Plony, it's Mashma from the Rosh in the tour, says the Machane Ephraim, that he's Mekadesh with the Gufa Kesef. She actually is Mekablet. We view it as if the Kesef was given to her. And in fact, the Machane Ephraim says, that's Pshat in our Tesis, the Ramaskal Motzi Yisrael. That when the Malvin Lamaisa, Shehilva Lachaver Amrashita and Ribbis Lodamacher, we view this if you're giving the Ribbis to the Malvin, Midin Arif. And therefore, that's how he learns Alumnus in Artisis. Number three, a third shot, Pnei Yehoshua and the Kobet Shiurim, point out, Lamaisa, it's a Kedushin, the Kobet Shiurim Osmem, and Babas Ostafresh Mem Zayin, that she becomes an Arif Alhani Mos. She's mechuyevus to pay the baal, and in Lamaisha she really should be mechuyevus. This way you're asking me before Shir Mordechai. She's miskadeshus by the fact that she doesn't have to pay the chov arvis. That's the lumdus of why she's miskadeshus. She really is mechuyev to pay the baal. She's really mechuyev to pay the baal. That's what Mordechai was asking me. Alpidin, the arif shells out the cash for the loan to pay back the malva. Can the arif go after the loiva? Alpidin. Of course he can. When the Lova has the money, Lova's got to pay the Arif. So the fact, Lamaisa, that she doesn't have to pay that, Lamaisa, she's Mekudeshes. Okay? That's a difficulty, says Mekadesh Ben Milvain and Mekudeshes. Okay, we're not going to get involved in that. But what I want to bring out is three pshatim, how to learn up Midin Arif. Number one, is it Mahanoe that she was listened to? Number two, do you view it virtually as if she was what? She was Mekabalit? And that's what our Taisus seems to say, Bethayer's Machan Ephraim says. First Rambam, two Taisus, and two the Russian Turin Taisus. Number three, the word is that she really what became an Arif Mamish on the money. She's Mechuyiv to pay to the husband. But since she doesn't, since she's Niftaris, she's Miskadesh with the fact she doesn't have to pay the Chov Arvis. Okay? Aye. Kne Yoshua and the Kobachir and the Kash is why is that not Mekadesh Ben Milva? Okay, but that's not for now. Okay? Fine. Vaitabak More says the Gemara of Yimimidu Etzel Nachri Mutter. If you're Maimon Etzel Nachri, it's considered to be Mutter. If you're Maimon Etzel Nachri, it's considered to be Mutter. What's up, Shot? Because he's giving the money to that fellow, Bishlichus of the Nachri. He's listening to the Goy, and that's not considered the Yisrael's Malva Beribis. We view it as if the Nachri's Malva Beribis. Memele. If the Nachri is considered to be what? Considered to be Malva Beribis, not a problem. Okay? This introduces the next din in Kedushin, Zayin Amud Aleph, the din of Evik Knaini. What's the din of Evik Knaini? Even though the Goy himself here, our Sugi, wasn't Zoycha B'mos, but since the Lova gave it to the Yisrael HaShenei, Amanasi should give it to the Goy, is as if the Nachri gave him the money, he didn't have Evik Knaini. What does Evik Knaini mean? Another person can give money for another person, and as if it's what? As if he gave it to himself? That's the din of what? Of Evik Knaini. Classical case, Lamaisa. Evik Knaini is owned by an Adon. Another guy can give the what? Adon the money to free him. That's the din of Evik Knaini. So the question is, I just want to point it out. Let's get it. Whenever you invoke the din of Evik Knaini, do you need Shlichus? Is there a requirement to have Shlichus? This is also a machlokes in Rishonim. Sir. Remember. I know, but sir. Now, in the middle of the shir, we're in the middle.
You want to hear.
No. Please. Yeah. What'd you say?
I'm not allowed to hear.
Yeah, I prefer now. We're in the middle. Okay?
Okay, can I hear, please?
No, I prefer if you. I remember what we told. Yeah. Yeah, I'll speak with you after this year. You come after 1 o'clock, okay?
Okay, son.
No problem. Yeah.
That, Rabbi.
What'd you say?
I respect that, Rabbi.
Okay, I respect. Okay, come on. We're in the middle. Okay.
Okay, but I'm also Jewish.
Yeah. Okay. The machlezi shaynim. There's a machlezi shaynim. Okay. Please. The machlezi shaynim. Yeah. It's a chaval, Maisa. I'm not sure if he's Jewish. He's a. Unfortunately, there are a few fellows that are shikurim that buy from the store. So once I give him food, once in a while, but I'm not sure if he's Jewish. He says he's Jewish. Yehudi ani. We learn this in Yevamos. But Lamaise, you have to be careful. You know, sometimes I give them to take buses, you know, but you have to be careful. Okay, the shayla of a goy might be a goy Lamaise. I don't know. Okay, it's a chaval situation. The people that are alcoholics is a terrible situation. Okay, it's an addiction, Rahman al-Islam. Okay, but let's go again. We're at the sugya of Evi Knaini. Evi Knaini and Zayinam Ra'aliv, we pointed out, Lamaise, is there a need to have a shliach? So this again is a machlekes rishonim. Okay? It's interesting, do you need shlichus or not? Rashi there on Zayinam Ra'aliv says we're talking about you have to what? You have to, Lamaise, make him a shliach. It has to be formally appointed as a shliach. And the Rashba quotes a Bala Itter there. It says, no, you do not have to appoint him as a shliach formally. This is really not our topic, but it could be depending on whether you hold Shechiyah Mitam Shlichus or Shechiyah Lav Mitam Shlichus. Okay? Whatever the case might be, I just want to point out, on this Shiloh Lamaisa, will the Din of Evi Knaini work by a Goy? So the Ksos, in two places, Simen Kufchav Gimel Sifkot Nei, and Simen Kuf Tzarei Sifkot and Tessa Machan Ephraim, Rabbi Kiveger, say that Evi Knaini works by a Goy as well. Okay? However, Reb Chaim, in Ilchos Mavav Aloyve Perakei Alocha Gimel, says it does not work by a Goy, because it's Begeter Shlichus, which we're going to talk about, and therefore it's Bedin Shlichus, then Lamaisa, there's no Shlichus Lagoy. Okay? My Chapan Afkemina, Lamaisa, interesting Shiloh, can you be Poda, Pinna Ben, Midin Evi Knaini? It's a Machloikas Achronim. Pischei Chuvin Yordea, in Simen Shinhei, Sifkot Ted Zayin, Chem the Shlomo says it works, and then the Siva says no. Only in Kinanim does the Din Evi Knaini work. In Mitzvahs, it does not work. But whatever I wanted to bring out, Lamaisa, is that, and that's what Reb Chaim here wants to say, Lamaisa, it's a Shiloh Lamaisa. When you say this is Midin Evi Knaini, we're saying that it's Mutter. Is it Midin Shlichus or is it not Midin Shlichus? So that's a big machlokes rishonim. Rashi says yes in Kedushin. The Baal Itter argues and says not that way. And Chapsa Nafkamina perhaps, but will it work by the case of Goy here, Lamaisa? And if you're going to say it's Midin Evi Knaini, so you're going to have to say it works what? If it works Midin Evi Knaini, so it'll work by a Goy. Maybe it doesn't work Midin Shlichus. You hold like the Baal Itter. If you're going to say it works Midin Knevi Knaini, only works with Shlichus, you're going to have to be Mazbir the Gemara differently here, because you'll get stuck with Ein Shlichus Lagoy. Okay, so that's right off the bat. We have to realize this pshat in the Gemara. Yeah, go ahead, Nathan.
Can we just explain one more time the Gemara, how it's parallel to
Evi? Because if you're Ma'amid Eitzel Nachri, the Loiva says to the Nachri, right, your money is Muchanim Etzli, and if you want, you can lend them to Yisrael Ploni. Right? So the Goy is mitzavim to give the money to that Ploni Bavuro. Right? The Goy says, do it. So that's mutter. So Evi Knaini is that's exactly what Evi Knaini is. A person can give money to another person for someone else. That's what another party's doing. He gives money to the Adon to free the Evi Knaini. So the question is, I'm just pointing out that if you learn Midi Evi Knaini Midin Shlich, you might get in trouble again here. You don't want to necessarily import it. And that's Mefeirish and Machlekes in Shonim, will you say it by a Goy? Will Evi Knaini work by a Goy? The Ksos Machan Ephraim, Rabbi Kiveger say it does, and Rabbi Chaim says it doesn't. Because he says it's Begeter Shlichus. So I'm saying that who says it's Begeter Shlichus? That itself is totally in Rashi and Abal Itter. Is me did Evi Knaini talking about a case where you tack up one Shlich or not? Okay. Fine. Let's go weiter back, Mori. So the Gemara continues, Lomaisen. And the Gemara says, so what's the case in the opposite case? Lamaisa. So the Gemara says, "V'chein nachish shalav amos misol bribis bikish lachzirim lo matzis or lach ramal lo." Tanaim li v'ani alchol kedar shem alo mutter. We made an Israel it's aser because it's bishlichuso. Bishlama in the seifa lamaisa. We can understand it's lachumra. We all day shlichus lachim lachumra. El reisha, which is what dein shlichus l'nachri. What's up shot? El iu what iu the kashak l'minei the ribisa. His mamish taking ribis mamish. And for the Gemara, I'm Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Mishmid Rav Acham, Rav Rav Ike, Hachamai Eskin, Gond Amar Le Anichem, Agave Karka V'Potter. Leave the money on the ground, V'Potter. Leave the money on the ground, Lamaise, and then you should walk away, V'Potter Minachov. Okay? So therefore, the Yisrael Sheni takes the money from the Karka, Birshus of the Nachri, And therefore, she's not doing it. He's not doing any ma'isavot. It's considered remote. The fact that Yochim Adel Nemra El Nemra Papa Kigotchen Natal the Nachri took the most miad Lova Nason miad of the Lova Sheni, and therefore Lamaisa Lova Rishon did not do any Yisur at all. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara Lamaisa asks, "What's the chiddush? Vakatim Adel Nemra Ma'ud Etema Nachri Gufa Kavid Adai Yisroka Gomer Yoyev Kamash Malan." We're not chayshish that he was makabel the most b'toras piron. He was give the money to the Yad Nachri, and he was zeichah with Torah Spiron. When he's chozer ma'avol osam, that's midas atzmo. It's a new transaction. No iser ribis. Okay. So before we go fight in the Gemara, which the Gemara slugs up the two terutzim Ravashi v'Ravina, and the Gemara relies on this, let's focus on this din here, Lamaisa, because basically we break down this Gemara to two categories: in the situation when the Yisrael borrows money from the goy, and in the case of the opposite, when the goy borrows money from the yid. Okay, so let's focus on the case when the Yid, let's say, borrows money from the Goy in such a case, and it's the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Kuf Samaches, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, and really Sif Gimel as well, the first three Sif. Okay, first of all, what is the nature here of the Yisur we're dealing with? Okay, what is the nature here we're dealing with in this Halacha? Okay, what's the nature of this Din? The Tshuvas HaRosh writes in Klal Chavches Osyid Gimel that in such a case, when the Goy lends the money to the Yid in a manner where it's not mutter, l'chura we're dealing with Yisurim of Ribis Ketzutza. In fact, he points out it's in the context of the Mishnayis, at least if you learn like Tysus we learned, the Mishnah Nayin Amabez, remember, said Mineshu Ribis? Rashi said Ribis the Rabbanah, but Tysus Nayin Amabez argued, we did that Tysus. He argued wholeheartedly that the Mishnah Shavas on Ribis Ketzutza. He says, in the context of those dinim, and therefore he says, the Maamal Shaka writes, that's the pshat of many Rishonim, that don't fool yourself, we're dealing with really Yisuri D'Yeraisa here. To the degree that the Rush adds on, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that even if the Isser is Chal, even if you write a star, that the Lova Sheni is Chayv to the Goy, or even if you give the Lova Sheni gives a mashkon to the Goy, you could do everything you want to try to frame it as if it's a Goy to a Yid. It's not. Even if you write a star, the Shmo, Lamaisa, it does not help. If you Yisrael Sheni cut the star, B'Shmo, L'Goy, it won't work. You give him mashkonis, Allah Lamaisa, it's going to be what? It's going to be a problem. As I said, based on that, Din of Midin Arif. Okay. Now, what's the pshat of this heter, Lamaisa, of Henichem Agabe Karka? So, Lamaisa, if the Goy says to the Loiv Rishon, Henichem Agabe Karka, it's mutter. But let me ask you, when he says Henichem Agabe Karka, must he say she a pater? Must he also say she a pater? The tour, Lamaisa, does not mention it, but the Beis Yosef is mazmer, when you say Henichem Agabe Karka stam, the kavan is to be poter. When you see a nicham agave karka, the kavan is to be pater. And that's what he says, Lamaisa's mashur from the Divya Rambam. The Gedulei Truma says, not that way. Gedulei Truma says, not that way, Lamaisa. And this is, Behemison boils down to being, as I said, the Beis Yosef is bedak in the Torah, he paters lav dafke. Even if you see a nicham agave karka, it's just good. No problem. And the Taz and Sifkot and Dalit says, where do you get this from? How did he know that that's shot in the Torah? How do you know that's what it means, that karka stam means that it's potter? How do you know? The Shach, however, in Sifkat and Zion is Cholik on the Beis Yosef, and he says, you must say V'Potter. You must say V'Potter. Only if you say V'Potter, then Lomais is not Bachar Yusu. But the Kol Zman Yotzei V'Potter is still under your auspices. This comes out, Lomais. Amachloik is then Lomais. Shach, Lomais. In Beis Yosef, is it stam? Is it nicham agave karka enough, or must you say v'ipater? Okay, machloikis. However, if we take this a step further, it's interesting that it comes out, and this is what I want to bring out: pshat in Taisus. Okay, Taisus Dibra Maskel, the second Taisus Bishlama. Even if the Nachri says to the Loiv Rishon, "Tanei Ploni v'ipater min achov." It seems to be that it's usser lamaisa. Even though the loy that's mashma, again, the reason why you, if you say he nechem agave karmi pater, it's mutter. Mashma, if the nochri would say the lo rishon, tame laploni vi pater minachov. What happens if the goy says the lo rishon, to name laploni, give it to ploni, not agave karka. He says directly, give him the ploni. What's the din in that case? It's mashma that it's going to be usser. Only agave karka is going to be mutter. Even though the lo v'sheni is not giving the ribbis to the nochri to pater the loy v'rishon, because they're already pater from the chov, and it's yischavis chadasha, lemais, it seems like it's still usser. Why should it still be usser? This is what Tosis directly says in Bishlamah. Why is he pater in that karka only good? Why, if he says to him lemaisa, he says the nochri says lo v'rishon to name leploni v'pater min achov. Why is that usser? So Tosis says, this is where the Pnei Yeshua is mazbir, that it's us name our sign. If he's mekabel the most me out of Yisrael Rishon, that the most should be in his achrayis, it's as if he's borrowing the money for ribbis, even though he gives the ribbis to a goy. That's what Tosfos says near Maskel Bishlamah. Still usher, atzmar sign. The Rabban did Maskel Ha says no. He says a different svar. Since the loiv is not nifter min anachri until you give the most love a sheni, he basically is patting himself with ribbis that the chavero gave to the goy. That's taka usher. That's taka usher alacha lamaisa. If he says to the nachri, if the nachri says he'll give the money to the shem b'toras pikadon, and then afterwards the hasheni will be borrowed from the nachri, then that's not usher. Then that's not usher. But the truth of the matter is alacha lamaisa is that if you say tenem laploni, it's clear that it's usher. Tais atzmar sayin, and the Rabban Lamaisa says in such a situation is a different svar lamaisa. It's still going to be usher because you're not nifter lamaisa from the chov until what he gives the what the ribbis. In fact, the Ridvoa takes it to an extreme dimaska hanichem, and he says who adinami if you say tenem laploni v'pater lamaisa. The Ridvoa says halacha lamaisa who adin if you say tenem laploni v'pater it would be mutter. That case the Ridvoa says takli mutter there would be no isser of ribbis. So lamaisa poshim shot is if you say tenem laploni v'pater mechov it would not do it. It would be usher. The Ritva says no, Allah Lamaisa will be mutter, but the Pashas will be Yossi Dats Amar Tzayin, or Yisra Alts Amexic Ribbis, like the Ramban is saying, Poshup Shat. Okay. So Lamaisa, it's interesting, and this is what I wanted to bring out here, Lamaisa. What is the Svaras here that we just presented? What are the Svaras? As I said, the Pnei Yehoshua learns Pshat and Taisis that it's a Din Amar Tzayin. And the Ramban and the Ran say it's more than Mar Sayin. The Lo V'Rishon is Nifra Yedei Havos, Ribbis Shel Chavero. That's Osir. What's the Svor? So the Rashba says, according to the Ramban, that the Halvoa, B'Shiba Ofen Zeko Demis Halvoso Lepituro. You understand what I'm saying? The Halvoso is Kodom Lepituro. The Halvoa comes first. So since the Halvoa comes before the Pituro, before the exemption, Lamai said, that's taka why it's usher. Whereas nichma gabi karka, the pturo comes before the isser. The Rashba says that we say pturo v'avosel boin kecha. That's what the Rashba writes himself, halacha lamaisa. But the truth of the matter is he elaborates and he says the isser is because there's no schil goy. So when the malvet rishon l'sheni, the goy's not zelcha b'mols, so it's considered to be avol Yisrael Yisrael. Okay. That's why halacha lamaisa, this Ramah, is a bit of a pella. The Ramah here in Siv Gimel points out Lamaisa Kula that if the goy patas tchila rishon and that afterwards he says give it to the sheni, it's mutter. Imamra goy litnum Yisrael sheni derech pikaron vachach b'yero shori, it's mutter. That's the Ramban because the Sibasa Isser is because the loy v'rishon is nifter b'alvoa sheni. But in this case, Lamaisa the pituro kadim kodim galvoa. That's against many Rishonim. As the Taz points out, Sifkat and Hey, the Ramah is not Mekubal Ha'alokhe. Tosfos says it's Aser. The Rashba says it's Aser. Lamaisa. And the Ramban, Lamaisa, that wants to be Mekel, that the Ramah is based on, is a Chiddush Lamaisa. It's a Chiddush Lamaisa. Because the whole Heter is, again, everyone said it was Aser, but what's the Lamdus why it's Aser? If you see Yisuru Kodim Lepituro, if I do Pituro Kodim Yisuru, it's going to be Mutter. The Ramah is based on the Ramban, all the Rishonim Achelik. Atzmar Sayin. according to Tosfos, the way the Pnei Yehoshua learns, or Atz the Rashba, that Peturah v'Avosah Boing Kecha, it's considered to be an Isser. Truth is, Lamaisa, if you look, Lamaisa, all the Osrim that the Ramban quotes, it's interesting, to name Yisrael Chavirecha v'Yipater Lamaisa, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, I mean, if you look in the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, all the Osrim that are quoted in the Ramban, Das Rabbeinu Moshe ben Ravna, Turdus ben Arvoina, also it's mentioned in the Rashi and the Ritva. If you say Tnei Yisrael Chavirecha v'Yipater, it's Mutter. So if you say when it says Hinicha Magabe Karka, it's Lav Davka. But the Rashi is Doicha that Sheet and he says Adarabba. He says the Nesin al Chaver Shchicha Yosrim Nesin al Gabe Karka. And therefore the Gemara should have mentioned this Heter as well. Since the Gemara does not mention it, Nesin al Gabe Karka is the only one that gets the job done. This heter, Lamaisa, that the Ramah comes up with, the Gemara should have mentioned. Gemara doesn't mention it. Okay. That's Lamaisa we want to point out here in this Chiddush. Now, let me ask you, which is more Mechudish? Nasan and Nasan Biad or Nicha Magavi Karka? The Ridvoy says this is a Musa Pshita more than the first Teretz. Nasan and Nasan Biad is more Poshit than what Nicha Magavi Karka. What's the Chiddush in Nasan and Nasan Biad? It's a double Poshit. So Zek the Ridvoy, one sec Avi, one sec Ari. He says, we're talking about a case where you didn't say Yifter. Even if you don't say Yifter, it works. That's one shot. The Rav Meir and Rav Voina, according to Ramban, says the Chiddush is, it's mutter despite the fact that Goy turns around and gives the money to the Rishon Bachrayis, that is, you give it to the Sheni. Plus the fact, the Ritva says the Chiddush is, that the Rishon is not an Ariva Navo, despite the fact that Goy gave it to the Sheni with his recommendation. So you could say three pshatim, why Nusim Nusim Yad is Chiddush. Number one, Lamaisa, you didn't say V'Yipater, it's good. Ritva. Number two, Rav Meir and Rav Voina, that despite the fact that Goy gives it B'mos or Rishon Bachrayis, it's Mutter. And the Ritva says he gave it B'mos, so why aren't you an Arif? You're not an Arif? Yes, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, that's what the Ritva is saying.
Meaning he just takes the money.
Okay. Yes, I think maybe that's what the Ritva is saying. Yeah, very good. So Ari sent the Pepuli Harift is Mechavit to the Ritvoy. Very good. Excellent. Okay. So this is the Chiddush here we want to bring out, Lamaisa. So let's get those three Sifim. Now we turn to the second Parbak Moreh, and that is the Goy that lends money, borrows money from a Yid, Beridus. What's the din? So to introduce this, let's go a little bit weiter back Moreh. Ravashi gives his own terms. Ravashi Amar, T'chiyamin Ein Shlichus L'Loch Anim L'Bit Truma. That's the situation of Truma. Right? Situation of Truma. Avav B'chol T'rakul Ein Shlichus L'Nochri. Gemar slugs it up. Either Ravashi Brusa or Bedusa, depending on the Girsa. Ma'ishno Truma D'lo D'chsiv. Atem Gam Atem. Ma'atem Nis Ashluchem Nei Bris. L'maisa. So Shlichus T'kol Akurul K'lo Nami M'Truma Gam Rinin L'Loch. So it's a Pella. So also by true main shlichus l'nachri, so to call it the Rakula. Ella what? The Ravashi Bruce or Bedusa. Just one har on this. Rashi points out here, Dibramaska, shlichus to call it the Rakula. That shlichus, we learn to call it the Rakula from what? From Truma. Me Truma, we learn to call it Kedushin. You look at Kedushin, is that true? It's not true. Let's just get it. Maskanas Gamara Kedushin, I ask, what's a marker shlichus to call it the Rakula? Either you learn out from get, or Kachim. You learn from Get and Kachim together. What is the pasuk to tell me of Truma? To tell me you need a Ben Bris, you need a Jewish person. So Lachur, it's a bit of a pella, this Rashi. It's a bit of a pella. So what you have to say is that once the pasuk is also referring to Truma, it's Mefurish also, that if it's assuming the guy's got to be Jewish, also we're learning Shlichus also from what? From Truma as well. You can learn a bit of Shlichus called Tukul from Truma.
This
the Gemara itself does. You're right. The Gemara itself does. But Rashi points you to Kedusha. You look at Kedusha and it's not right in Kedusha. So you're right. Well, you could say it's a Machlokas and Sugyas, Nathan. How you learn Shlichus. That's what I'm saying. Rashi says look in Kedusha. And Kedusha doesn't say that. So Zokta Svasemis, what it means, if you learn that the Shlichus got to be Jewish, obviously you can learn institutional Shlichus from Kol Torah Kulu there as well. That's what the Svasemis writes in Chagigah.
But the Gemara Kedushin says that the opposite. It says that we meaning it makes a
Tzara
Shava between.
Yeah, I understand, but he's assuming that the Gemara is saying it's not impossible. On its own, independently, if you learn out the Shlichus got to be Jewish, it could also serve as a mocker. That's what he wants to tie it. Okay? Now the Teres Chaim, the Chassam Sofer say no, that Rashi's a Pella, that the Gemara says that over there, you cannot learn Shlichus L'Nachri, L'Maisa, you cannot learn, the Kavanah of the Gemara is over there, that ain't Shlichus L'Nachri, Lamdu Mikola Torah Kula from Truma. But the Iker Din of Shlichus, we learn out what from Gittin and Kedushin, like Ari just said. So what you're saying, Ari, is the Chassam Sofer, and the Teres Chaim echo and say it's very hard, Rashi's a Pella, L'Maisa. Okay? Pella to say that. But Lemaisa, that's what the Svasemis and Chagigah wants to say to read Rashi. Okay, but nonetheless, he slugged up Ravashi. Ikid Amri, Amr Ravashi, the Chiamrinin, and Shlach, and Amili, Inil Don, and Amil Don, and Shliach, and Rashi Brusa. Maishli, Inil Don, and Lodich, Siv, Atem, Gavatem, Rabbi Shlucham, Shatem, and Ibris, Afshlucham, and Ibris, Ah, Shanan, Lidu, and Ami, Ma, Atem, and Ibris, Kamer, Had Ravashi Brusi. So he slugged up. Okay? Now, Lemaisa, We'll get to Ravina, but Lemaisa in this Gemara, again, let's keep in mind now, Rav Papa was the one who said Natan Nasan Biyad. Okay. This introduces for us a tremendous Chiddush, and that is as follows. Toisus in Diramasko Kigon in the bottom of the Yomud says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Maskonas of Gemara is as follows. Let's get it. That the Tchila of the Braisa is dealing with Nasan Biyad. That's the Reisha, who would deny me the Sefer. Therefore, the Pshat in the Gemara is that we're dealing with a what? We're not dealing with a Chumrah. We're dealing with Isser Gomer Ribis Ktsutsa. Nasan Biyad. Nothing to do with Shlichus Lakam L'Chumrah. Ben, you follow me? Nasan Biyad. Ribis Ktsutsa Minatayr. Mikan Masik Rabbeinu Tam. That we are not nosim biyad, it's mutal lecharchila. Since the goy giving the money yeshir shlosheni, and Tosis quotes a raya l'shitosim from the Tosefta that the Yushalmi quotes. The Ramban quotes another raya quoted a bit of time from Yushalmi in Halacha Hay. The Ramban himself says maybe it's a machlokes between the two, between the Bavli Yushalmi. But Lamaisa, what I want to bring out is that a bit of time learns he skirts the whole sugi bepastis. And he says, Nosan Biyad, that's the Chiddush he wants to bring out. Okay? Now, Lemaisa, Nathan asked me in Seder, what's the story about a Mashkin? So the Chuvus Mamonios, in Sefer Mishpatim, Simin Lam and Gimel, Chuvus Mamonios are Shaykh, the Sefer Mishpatim, quotes, Rabbeinu Tam mattered only if the Lova gives the Goy a Mashkin. However, Lemaisa, if without the Mashkin, it's going to be a problem. It's Noitel Beribis. Comes out the mouth, Noitel Beribis. The Ramban, the Rashbo, the Rosh, say it's wrong. Rabbeinu Tam is Mata, even without a Mashkin, that's the Pashtus. You don't find any indication that you need a Mashkin. Halach Lemaisa. Now, the Tur writes, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the Lo V'Sheni says to the Goy that he's Zochav Emos, B'Shutchus Yosomava, the Isser comes back Mikra Din. He can become Shlucho Shaladim. And the Beis Yosef says near Medivre Tur that it's usher even if the Lova does a Shalomi Das Amav. Amazing. He says Kach near Medivre Rashbo. The box is not Mestaber. How can you be a Shlich Shalomi Daito? Okay. It's a Chiddush, a big Chiddush Lomaisa. It's a big Chiddush to say such a thing. But that's Lomaisa discussion within the Rabbeinu Tam. Number 1, Mashkin. Number 2, even to say to the Goy, what will be the thing when you say to the Goy? In the end of the day, the Beis Yosef quotes the Talmid Rashba, Shem Rabbam, that there never is an Isser Mikra Adin, even if he gives it to the Lov Hasheni Kishliach. Because the Lov Hasheni has to be Zoycha B'Mos, Miad the Goy, and it goes not B'Torah's Kishchia at all. So Mimele, you never could get an Isser D'Oraisa. That's what they hold themselves. Okay. But that's all within Rabbeinu Tam. Comes along, that last point was his own Shita, the Talmid Rashba. Comes along, though, the Rith. And the Rif says you learn the Gemara incorrectly. Says the Rif, in Membeis and Membeis, Membeis of Avtavia Rif, The Nosum Nosum Yad is talking about the Chilas HaBraisa Bilvad. It is only referring to the Chilas HaBraisa. The Seif is Nishir the Hezber of Churma Mitzat Shlichus Shel Goy. Unbelievable. And Tosfos says this Mishnah Rabbeinu Chananel, and the truth is that's the Pshat in Rashi, I believe. If you look at that Daita Lamaisa, the Pashtus in Rashi is like that as well. Okay? The Pashtus in Rashi, I thought the Pshat was an Adaita. That's a Pshat in Rashi. And there's a riot of this from a Tosefta Pirkei Halacha Ches. Yisrael Shomer Legoy, Helech Shicharcha, that say the Hilva Moshe Meribis, Osir. The Rivash writes, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Afshulchem B'nei Bris. He says they were Machmir, because this drasha was not Yadua. Va'aroa Yalam Adadish, and not the Ribis B'Yisrael. Not everyone knew this drasha. Oh. So Memela comes out, according to the Riv, that the din in the seifa of what a goy borrowing money from the yid is a problem of yeshivas lakum lechumer lemaisa. Okay, now comes out. There's a big nefke meaning. Lefi the Ramban Rashba in Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel's, we just said it, which is the Rif. If you're over and gover the ribis, emotzum yado, because ain shlichus lechumer is no worse than avak ribis. Okay. So again, it's Avak Ribis. But I want you guys to get this. The Smag in Lav and Kufzani Gimel writes, Shaladaitum, ain't, it doesn't mean the Chachamar Machmer B'Shlichus Goy Linin Ribis. It means there's Shlichus Gemuru Legabe a Goy. Linin the Chumar of Ribis, that's Nechshevis Ribis Ktsutsa. Meaning if the topic at hand is considered to be Ribis what? Ribis Ktsutsa? Then Lamaisa, we will say a goy could be a shlich. It's not like we're ain't shlichus la'akum, but there's shlichus la'akum l'chumra. No. It means it's shlichus gomer if you're dealing with a topic that's ribis ktsutsa. The Meila, it's interesting. If you learn like this, very interesting, comes out. Halacha Lamaisa comes out as follows. Comes out. I remember, I think I mentioned the first few days of the summer when I took the shear from Dr. Grach in the Ribis, Lamaisa, there's a whole discussion what Shitas Rashi is, right? We said that Amir Lanachri is Osir. Gemara says Beferis is a Shvus. The Mechilta says it's Nisi D'Raisa. Beis Yosef quotes the Reish Samach Kimmel. Bav the old is a Shvus D'Rabbana. Why is Amir Lanachri Osir D'Rabbana? Rashi in Avodah Zarah Tet Vav says Dover Dover. Not supposed to speak about profane things. Rashi in two places in Shabbos, on Kufchav Bezim and Alpha, Kufnun Gimel, Rashi writes, Dirumaskal Mai Taima, says Yeshlichus Lakum Lachumra. Meaning, is there a global din of Yeshlichus Lakum Lachumra here? Or is it limited only to Ribbis? So it's very possible to say that there's a global din here of Yeshlichus Lakum Lachumra. A global halacha, and it's not limited to Ribbis. Who says this? Beferish, the Pnei Yoshua, says that this is Shitas Rashi in Kol Torah Kula. And the Beis Meir, I said, points out this Rashi in Kufnun Gimel. We're adding on another Rashi, Kufchav Beis. And he said, David, go get it. It was in the second floor and first, the class. He said, David, go get that Rashi. So I go got the Rashi, and I put out Kufnun. He said, yeah. He said, that's the Pashup Shah in the Rashi. 1 second, Ari. However, Lamaisa, the Chassam Sofer and Simon and Chelik Vav, Simon Chavdalit is Mefakbek. He says, no way. Rashi just mentioned Shlichus just to Mitzayin. The guy's doing a Maisa Tovali Yisrael. It's very hard to say that Shlichus Akam Lechum Shmir Shabbos, which is a Chovas Aguf. And Nor Sameach writes that Beferish. Shebavadai ain't Shlichus Legoy Af Lechumro. He's not Bechal Dasu Mitzvahs. Only the Gabi Masa Vamatan, where there's a Shaychus to it. Then the Chachamim said, there's a Din Shlichus Lechumro. So it's a big Machlekes Achronim, guys. Can you say globally call it Torah Kuli Shlichus Akam Lechumro from this Rashi? Or do you say it's only limited halacha in what? In Hilchus Ribis, halacha lemaisa. But I want to bring out, guys, that it's totally how to learn up the pshat lemaisa in the Gemara. How to learn up the pshat in the Gemara. There's the teretz of a puppy lemaisa. Teretz of a puppy is nemar what on the reisha. You mean in Eitzel Nachri Mutter. Like, I mean, the seifa, what's the story? That's a big shiloh halach lamaisa. Was it nishul maskana, or you learn like Rabbi Natam that lamaisa fiel maskana is no shlichus l'nachri klal, even l'chumru. According to Rabbi Natam in Taisus, right? According to Rabbi Natam in Taisus, there's in Dir Maskel Kigon on the bottom. You're asking me about that, Mordechai. According to Rabbi Natam, the territory of Papa is going on the Reisha and the Sefer. Fiel maskana is no shlichus l'nachri klal, even l'chumru. According to Taisus. Whereas according to what the Ramban Dir Maskel Ella, the Medayik from that Rashi. That lamais even lamaskana the teretz of yeshlichus l'nach l'chumra what still remains. That's all totally on the basis of how to learn a pshapak bori. Yes, sorry. Go ahead.
Didn't we bring a raya early in the summer that it must be Rashi Shita globally that there's shlichus l'chumra from Amir Lakum? Because even he says that Amir Lakum worked upon shlichus from based on the slip.
Right. That's and the Gedol Achronim say this. Yeah. I mean, how are you going to explain away Lamaisa those two Rashis?
Yeah.
I don't know how the Gedol Acharim are going to say that. Maybe they'll just say it's a Melitza. They'll just say it's a Melitza. But here, when he says Shlich, it means Latovis. But I don't know. You're right. Parshat Shad is like those two Rashis. They call Kuflim Gimel. We're adding on Kuflav Beis. Okay? It's a good horror. Very good. Okay. We should just mention the Rambam. The Rambam has a completely different reason why there's Amir Lanachri. So, Xayra. I tell the guy to turn up at 2 o'clock. Lamaisa turned the light on Shabbos afternoon. Doesn't show up. I might do it myself. That's Pirk Zion, Pirk Vav of Shabbos. Okay. Now, Lo Haloche. What are we holding this? So, if you look at the Rambam in Pirk Hilchos Mavul Pirk Halacha Dalid, Rambam writes as follows. Rambam says, and this is Lamaisa. But the Rambam writes, "Shimagoy noisin es amos l'sheni yesh b'zeh isur ribis k'tzutza." How could it be ribis k'tzutza? How could it be ribis k'tzutza, guys? What do you say? Maybe that's the smag in Rashi that the chumra b'shlichus leads the ribis to go back on its original topic, which ribis k'tzutza, meaning vis-a-vis l'maisa. We say that it's real shlichus vis-a-vis the halacha that should be considered ribis k'tzutza. Now, Lamaisa, the Gedulei Truma, says the Lashon of Chumra in the Gemara, the Chumra were machmer to make it Shlichus Gemura. But it's Nisher the Din, Kamo Ribis Min HaTaira, it's Yaitse B'dayonim. And Rabbi Kivegra adds on, I want you to get this, the Chumra make on our Ribis, not Yaitse B'dayonim, it's not Gufo Ribis. Our Sugi is Gufo Ribis, just the parties involved are not what? The framework of the case is Ribis Gemura. The parties involved are problem. So if you're going to be Machmir, then what? Lamaisa? They're Machmir Kesu Kishol Torah. So Lamaisa, it's a tremendous Chiddush here. There is a Chsam Sofer nor a Chaim Simon Pei Dalid. You know, we know that if a goy cooks a chillin for us, there's an Isra Maisha Shabbos, Knas. He writes there, amazing, that according to this Rambam, maybe it's a Din D'Oraisa. Yeh shlichus l'akum, not just l'chumra, d'oraisa. The Rabban has such an ein fault, not l'gabi a goy, but l'gabi, I'm going to build it up for a second. The Rabban has such an ein fault if you pay a guy. If you pay a goy, l'maisa, then it might be a d'oraisa. Why? Yeh yad pol kiad balabais. Gemara bo betzir yudam and aleph. Even though a goy can't be a shlich, but if you're paying him, the Chassam Sofer wants to say in general, maybe the Rambam holds Ribis Kutzu because Rambam holds Lamaisa that just like the Chum Maser to derive Hanoah, he says also it could very well be that the Din of Shlichus Lekol Lechumra in itself is D'oraisa. The Torah is saying you should be Machmer. I'm just giving you a muscle. Yad Pol Kiyad Balabayas. What's the Din if I hire a goy to build a Micah? What's the din? Can I say a bracha? Machan Ephraim says I can say a bracha. I didn't bang the nail in. Ain't shlichus lakum. Yad pol kiyad balabais trumps that. So too here in a certain sense, Lamaisa, he understood Lamaisa in the framework of ribis. Chassam Sofer suggests there are those that say in the Rambam yesh shlichus lakum diraisa lachumra. Then he rejects it. He says it cannot be. But I'm just saying as a svore halach Lamaisa. Yes, go ahead, Nathan. The who?
The smag.
The smag is saying that.
Is he saying that you treat it like it is shlichus
Yes, we treat it. No, we treat it like it's real shlichus because lemaisa the topic at hand, in order to be machshiv the ribbis to be ribbis ktsutza. Some sort of saying much more than that. He's saying on a derisive, there's a derisive imperative of yesh shlichus la'akum. L'chumra. Very bechidish, yeah. That he rejects that, the Chassam Sofer. But I'm just saying, Lamaisa, the Rambam writes beferish is ribis ksutza. And the Rambam says beferish is ribis ksutza. Now, before we get to the psak of the Mechaber, I never saw maybe such extensive Lamaisa opinions on what the Rush's opinion was. Let's just go through that for very briefly. Amazing. The Rush, here I gave you Simon and Dalet, quotes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. He's not Machriya. In the Chuvis, in Klal Kuf Ches Osiyad Aleph, he says, Ein Mishiyawa Bedait Lakak Rabbeinu Tam. He says, no way. There's no way you can hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Forget about it. He says, no one brings, doesn't bring a Raya Dvarav. Okay, that's the Rush in the Chuvis. Open up the tour. He says, what is his eye? Behold. The Torah writes, the maskan of his father is like who? Rabbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Shalom. In the Chuvas, the Rush says, Ein Yalim Yal, that's holding like Rabbeinu Tam. The Torah opens up, he says, his Abba holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Beis Yov is mayor. He says, he doesn't see where the Torah got that the Rush held like Rabbeinu Tam in his Psukim. And for sure not in his Chuvas, right? So the Drishan, Sifkan Gimel says, B'shem Rabboi, so he says, nearer that the Rush holds like Rashi Lahachmir, because he quotes him, Bipsakov, in the end of the piece. But since he doesn't reject the Rayas of Rabbeinu Tam, you could say he was Chozer Bo Midvarov in the Simonim, where he held like Rashi, and then he's Chot Lomaisen, maybe Nitan Lochish, Chozer Bo Midvarov, Bichuva. So in other words, the Drisha says to Shem Rabba that the Rush holds like Rashi Lahachmir, because he brings Rashi, he quotes Rashi in the Simonim Lebesof, but since he's not Deiches, the Rayas are a bit of Tam, you could say maybe what? Maybe he's being closer from what he said in the Tshuvas, which he said, don't go like Rabbeinu Tam, and maybe he's saying you could go like who? Go like Rabbeinu Tam. You follow me? He quotes Rashi in the end of the Simonim, which seems to imply he holds like Rashi. But, since he's not Deiches the Rayas of Rabbeinu Tam, that gives off the impression that he's chozer bo for what he said in the Tshuvas. In the Tshuvas, he said he doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. And mainly, in the Simonim, he's saying you can hold like Rabbeinu Tam. So it's amazing. And the Bach also says that from the Rush in the Simonim, it's mashmi holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Because Simon Nun Vav, he quotes the Tosefta. Mashmi, he's trying to say he's not cholik on our sugya. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam said that the Tosefta is not against our sugya. Lamaisa. So it could very well be Lamaisa, that might be the maskana. But after it's all said, then what's the psak? So the Shulchan Aruch, we covered the first three sifim with the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samaches Sivov, Lamaisa, holds Ladina Lechumer like Rashi. But he doesn't say Ribbis Ksutz, if you noticed. He does not say like the Rambam Ribbis Ksutz, because maybe he doesn't buy the Shtickle Tire of the Smog. In the Beis Yosef, he says there are those that are knowing like Rabbeinu Tam, but he says Ein Lachush L'Minhagam. He writes it's wrong. The Minig is wrong. However, the Ramah says if that's the Minig Amakom, you can follow the Rabbeinu Tam Ladina. Ein Limchus B'Yadim, he says. But Makos Shenogel Hakel Ein Limchus B'Yadim. Allah Chalamaisa. Oh, now I want to point out something very important. Allah Chalamaisa. I was once bothered by this. And Yossi said that, he pointed out to me that Rabbi Reisman writes this Taketz Osser. Happens quite a bit. Guys your age, they want to buy a car, and maybe they haven't had a credit card long enough to have credit to get the car. Or they want to buy a house, and they want to get a mortgage. So what do? The parents do it for them, or someone else does it for them, and they pay that person back. Now, you have a situation where the father or your friend is borrowing money from a bank or a non-Jewish person on interest. And he later lends those funds to a fellow Jew, to you. What's the story in that case? That's usher, guys. He can't stipulate the new borrower is responsible for all the interest payments which accrue while the money's in his possession. This applies even if the loan was originally taken with the specific intent of passing it on to the second individual. It's mamish beferish. He quotes here, are you ordea? Kuf samach esif aleph. That's mamish usher, guys. Okay? The non-Jew didn't extend credit to the second individual. The person who borrowed from the bank is still the borrower on record. And what actually happens, he says, is there are two separate loans have taken place. The bank has lent money to the first individual, and he has lent the funds to the second individual. The first loan is between a yid and a goy, and ribbis can be charged. The second loan is made between two Jews. The second borrower can't pay interest. He's borrowed from a yid. When he pays interest to the non-Jew, he's benefiting his lender by paying a debt for which the lender is legally responsible. That's ribbis ktutza, Rabbeinu Shalom. Kuf samach sif yudalid. Rabbeinu Shalom. We learned that at the beginning of the summer. People do this all the time. People do this. 1 second. Kuf samach sif yudalid. We learned it. Lamaisa. We learned it beferish. Yisrael shalom mecher l'sorach v'mekom v'katzim v'mekom 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 v'aribis v'yayker v'im Yisrael ma'av v'katzim v'mekom v'mekom v'zach alev v'mashikatzim v'mekom v'mekom v'yosef v'mashikatzim v'mishrael ha'ma'av v'im katzim v'ma'av v'yayker v'mekom v'mekom v'yilei v'inrots l'farm lo yifra alev v'mekisoy. It's Mamish Usher. And he points out, l'maisa, this is common practice. Unfortunately, I'm quoting him. This is a common practice where an individual is unable to secure a credit. A friend or relative is a good credit stand will often take the loan and pass it on to him. Interest is paid by a person who receives the money is ribis ktutsu. Okay, you can do it at the risk, but lamaisa. This is a major problem, guys. Yes, sorry.
Isn't it mutter as long as the original borrower pays the interest himself without requiring that the lo v'sheni pay him back that interest?
But lamaisa, the guys that are doing that, are paying the bank back itself. That's still a problem.
They can't do that because the bank wouldn't give the
bank
loan.
Doesn't care. The bank doesn't care as long as they get the money. Right, they'll call up.
The bank,
you follow the case I gave.
Yeah.
You can't get it. You can't, or you, not you, but one, a guy can't get.
Right.
So the parents will take out the loan,
right,
and you'll pay it back, Baribis. That's mamish and issa
d'oraisa. In that case, the bank isn't in on that second stipulation. All the bank knows that they're giving a loan to the lova rishon, the parents.
I understand, but when you pay back the money to the bank, we view that.
Except as long as the parents who are the lova rishon what the parents do is they just give the money that the bank lent them to the lova sheni, to the children, and then when the lova rishon pays back, the lova rishon pays the ribbis, but they don't charge that ribbis to the children.
You're just saying if the parents cover the ribbis for the kid, then it'd be okay.
Yeah, if they cover the ribbis, but I'm talking, that's not ever done. Usually they pay the whole thing to the bank, the kids.
But it's such an easy way.
If they do that, that's fine. But that's not done. No one does. Usually people don't do that. People don't do that. You're right. If they cut it down like that and made the interest, that's fine. But people don't usually do that. They pay the whole thing. The kids pay the whole thing to the bank. That could be an issa d'oraisa. Mamish. It is an issa d'oraisa. I think it's an issa d'oraisa. It's certainly kotzitz. They're kovei the interest fee. Okay. Very good. We got a few more minutes. Let's finish up. L'maisa. The maskanas hasugya. So Gemara says, Ravina gives another teretz. Ravina amar, nihidish lichus l'nachri l'eislei, schim idrabon in islei. Wow. Even though a goy is no shlichis, but there is shchiyah midrabbanan. There is shchiyah midrabbanan. Midrabbanan can be zocha bavuro, therefore the lova sheni is not what? So the lova sheni is zocha b'mos l'tzorach nachri, and we view it as that there's no havas mi'israel, Israel is nachmi Israel. Okay? Good? Chura, this is a pella. No? It's a pella. Mina teru, there's no shchiyah. Melech Moshe Yisrael. How can Shchiyah Midrabbanan mafki and issa d'oraisa of ribbis? Stoch apella. What's pshat b'Ravina? Zok the Ramban d'Ramaskel Ha. That since the Yisrael is not pori the most, he's only pori the most l'nachri, and the revich of the ribbis is magi l'kisos l'nachri, It's not ribbis min atar, it's only ribbis min rabbanon. Therefore, schi min rabbanon is mafki and isser min rabbanon. That's what the Ramban says. Since Yisrael is only part of the Moslem Nachri, the Revichar is Magil Kishon Nachri. Okay, it's only Ribis Min Rabbanon. But the Rashba writes, Hefker Bez and Hefker. In a Chanami, the Rashba writes, it's an Isidir Isa of Ribis Ktutsa. But we say Hefker Bez and Hefker. They're Mesak and the Chom Shubizoiche. So I want to say, what's the Machleg is Rashba and Ramban again? We have to collect all the times. What is the Getter Adin here of Ribis? Is it Ben Adam Makim and Alkar? Obviously, the Rashba held it's Ribis Ktutza, but it's Ben Adam Chaveiro. Memela Hefker Bezefker can touch it. Hefker Bezefker cannot touch an Isser. If it would Ben Adam Makim, it wouldn't work. Memela, that's what the Ramban held. Memela, the Ramban held a Pshat in the Sugis, Ribis in the Rabban. Memela, Schiam in the Rabban, Schiam in the Rabban. Why did the Ramban not say it's Ribis Dirais? Because Ramban and Ribis Dirais is Ben Adam Makim. Ben Adam Makim, Hefker Bezefker is not going to help. The Rashba writes Ribis Ktutza is considered to be what? Ben al mechaveiroi, memela hefker bez nefkes, choshen mishpah, hefker bez nefkes, can work. This is the pshat, when I say machlois rashman and rambana, what's the pshat in Ravina is, halachal amais. And it says, midid havea katon, katon lav avagad leis leish lichis, however, isli schiim idu rabbanon, hachanami lo shna, even though another is lo shikim is a third, they're mitzakin that it, epshal is chuson, it says wrong, lohi, Shekain, Shisrog, Lossil Klaus Lichis, gonna be a Gala, Goy, Lossil Klaus Lichis. Kumar slugs up Ravashi, slugs up Ravina. It's just interesting. I just want to note it to you. We mentioned earlier in Shir, we touched upon, you know, what is Shia? Guy picks up $1 million from me on my behalf, it's good. Does Shia work with Tom Shlichis? Rashi all over Shas many times. There's Steves and Rashis. I wrote about it on my stickle on it, but Poshim Shah, Rashi, Tysis, Old Shia is Mitam Shlichis. Prevalent sheet. There's 2 days in Taiz and Ksumas and Girkot, but Lamais, a prevalent Rashi Taiz Chiz Mitam Shlichas. It's an Anan Sahari. When my friend picks up $1 million in the street for me, it's an Anan Sahari, I would have pointed him as a Shlich. Shchia worked Mitam Shlichas. The Ritvo and Ksumas says Shchia is Lab Mitam Shlichas. If you look up the Sugi and Ksub and in Kedushin Membez Manaf, the Gemara is trying to learn out. Gemara seems to treat that Shchia is one thing. Shlichas is one category, Shchia is another category, Apitrop is another category. For Poshim Shah and the Gemara, it's Masha, Shchia is Lav Mitam Shlichas. The Ran in Kedushin has a whole way to save Rashi and Tosfos. That when the Gemara got, the Gemara has a Pasuk. So the Gemara wants to know what the Pasuk is talking about. So either it says it's talking about Shlichas, it's either talking about Shchia, or it's either talking about Apitropos. They're three different institutions. Raya, Brood, and the Ritva. Shchia is Lav Mitam. What do Rashi and Tosfos do with the Gemara? So Ran says, once you get to the end of the Gemara, when it's talking about Apitropos, then you can rework and say that Tzchi is Mitam Shlichas. That's the way the Ran reads the Gemara there in Kedusha. But what I want to bring out here, it's interesting, that granted that Shlichas L'Nachri Leislei, but Tzchi Amin Rabbanan Islei. It's not a Raya. I'm just saying that in Ravina, you would get the impression a little bit that Tzchi is Lav Mitam Shlichas. Even though it's on a level with the Rabbanan, but you get the impression there echoes the reverberations that it's a different institution. Because the Gemara says that Shlichis, Lenachri Leislei, Shchia Min Rabban Islei. You follow what I'm saying? It's not a Raya Brua, but it just is a modelization, Lemaisa. As a modelization. Last thing I want to just close with is the discussion of Shlichis Lekotten. Yeshe Koyach Daniel. So Zain Shlichus Lekliner, I don't know, I have to go to a Siyum. So I have to go to a guy's making a Siyum, but okay. Between 540, 620, alright. What's the din of Ein Shlichus Lekotten? Our Sugya clearly says Ein Shlichus Lekotten, Nifsek La'aloche, cannot be a Shlich, cannot be a Mishalech. However, it's not so posh. The Russian Kedushin, Perek Aleph Simen Tet Vov, and in Simen Chof Hei, discusses the Gemara and Kiddushin Yitesanaf Oimer Adon Lebito Aktane Sini Vekible Kiddushayich. Says a man could say to his daughter Aktane Sini Vekible Kiddushayich. Clear from that sugya, Ein Shlichus Lekotten when you want to be a shlich to be zok on someone else's behalf. But if she wants to be zok on her own behalf, Shekabel the Kiddushin Meshlichus Avia Shitzis Leschusa, it should be good. Moreover, Tyson Gittin. Lamaisa, Samach Dal Ben Zimrasko Shiny is Masbir that the Limud regarding Truma, a Kun cannot be a Shlich Zorak Le Gabi Dvarim that a Kun has no Negiah in, like Truma. But in Yin Shchia, just like he can be Zochel Atzmo, it can be Zochel Acherim. Tyson getting as a Chiddish. So Lomai, see if you hold Shchia Mitam Shlichas, it will work. Things that he has no Negiah in. But things that he has Negiah in, just like he can be Zochel Atzmo, can Zochel Acherim. And Tosis and Ksubis Yudalav Mav and Dibur Maska Marpil and Gir Cotton writes Kol Davar Shu Schus Gemura Yochel Cotton Limno Shliach. The Beis Din he can appoint a Shliach if it's a Schus Gomer. Tosis has such a Chiddush. So it's not so poshut if you hold Shchimi Tam Shlichus like we said. Rashi and Tosis hold could very well be in certain scenarios a Cotton will have Shlichus, namely if Lamais it's for herself or it's in Yonei Schus like Yisochel Atz Yisochel Acherim, or if the Schus Gomer. It would be considered to be 100% okay. Halach l'maisa. Now, just want to mention okay, that's the Chiddush l'maisa. Want to bring out here l'maisa on this din regarding the Shlichus. Just one last prat, and that is that when we talk about the halacha l'maisa of shlichus, just mentioned earlier in Seder to Scott and Mike, I just want to mention it, that shluchos shalom kamoso is a kaf adimyon. Rav Rosenzweig Shlita always teaches, when you have a kaf adimyon, is it literal or is it elastic? But there are three approaches in lomdus. What are the three approaches in lomdus to shlichus? Either is yad arichta, like the tour, when you appoint a shlichus, extension your hand, or like the Rambam, that the Shlich is his own man, the Maisa just relates back to the Mishalech. Steers and Rashi regarding that, what Rashi holds. Poshup Shah Rashi holds like the Rambam, but there are Rashi's hold like the Tur. And then Rabbi Yosef Engel has a third possibility, the Shlich is even stronger than the Mishalech, to suggest a cause of the Maisa Shlich works for the Mishalech. Famous Nafkamina, at least with the two approaches, is the man sends a get to his wife and becomes a Shoita before the Shlich delivers the get. According to the Torah, it's possible in a Torah because the shliach is a yad arichta. The husband is a shaita, therefore, at the time of the scene is a get, the get blows up in a Torah. Rambam says it's only possible in the Rabbana because it looks bad. Why? Because the Rambam holds that the shliach is his own man. The Maisha should relate to the Mishalech. It looks bad at the time of the chalos, I get the guy's a shaita. That's a Rabbana problem. But the shliach is his own man. And then Rabbi Yosef Engel has a Gemara and Gittin to prove the third possibility. Whole Gemara and Gittin about Bikurim, if I remember correctly, and Daf Nemches. To prove the third, but there's three possibilities, and the only time it appears in Mishnayos, I asked that in the beginning of the summer, didn't I? Where does the phrase appear in Mishnayos? Brachas, very good, Ari. Which might not even be real shlichus, but lamais is very important, and this is the chiddush we want to bring out regarding this din, and because I mean, you know, shlichus we usually have by chaluyos. There's no real chalois here, guys, in this sugya. There's no real chalois. It's like in Yonim Maisa Kof. It's like in Yonim Masa Umatan. Like the Chassam Sofer said. So it's hard to bring it as a riot to the global din of Yesh Lichos Lakam Lachum, even though we said Rashi said it on his own. But Lomai said, this seemed to be a box in sugyas. So you get the job done. You pay the money back and that's it. Okay, stop here. Okay, now this fellow, he won't get in a, he's a docile guy, but I don't want him hanging out in the shul, especially.